KXOX, America's great community station.
1460 WDOX.
Everybody, I'm Steve Mayo, sitting opposite Lou Feliciano, my radio partner, Mondays, 5:30 p.m. here at WVOX 1460 AM, your great local resource for news, commentary, features, all sorts of programming, privately owned company. You don't have to take money from the government to do these important things, even though if you listen to the Democrats in Congress, you think nothing happens without your money and my money going through the Washington feed trough. In any case, let's get to our next caller, Anthony. Hi, how are you? Not Anthony. Let's call him something else. Let's say Chris. Let's call him Chris.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Tis a dish, Chris. How you been?
Yeah, good. Belated Happy New Year.
Same here.
Glad to hear your voice again. We missed you.
Yeah. All right. How about if I go international, from local to
Please.
International?
Please, go ahead. Whatever you want to talk about, Chris.
International or international?
International.
Okay.
What do you think the chances are that the president of Brazil who moved to Florida will check in at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, they had their January 6th the other day.
Chris,
all I can tell you is touche.
I couldn't resist that.
It was a beautiful shot, expertly delivered, Chris. I have to give you credit.
That was a good one.
You know the old saying, birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, at the very least, two knuckleheads, I think we can agree, two knuckleheads. Hey, maybe if they stay in Florida, they'll stay out of trouble. Who knows?
You know, I'll say it in our language. We were saying Italian. Greek and grok.
Okay.
Greek and grok.
Tell me afterwards. Hey, just remember, you know, Brazil is something, what is it, 230 million people? A couple hundred people riding, you know, is a bad night in one of their favelas, you know, like in one of our old cities. But to be fair, you can't endorse violence or
right. Well, there was a couple of thousand. I think they had a couple of thousand people that were riding.
Good point.
I just saw it on the news.
Fair point. So how do you see the world today in general, Chris? How are you feeling?
Well, you know, democracies are in peril. There's no question about that. You know, the world is changing very rapidly. The question is, will democracy be able to go, all democracies be able to keep up with such a fast-changing world? Because people are scared about that, you know?
Yes, it is.
And they just want to, you know, jump on a way, you know, where they have a government that has more control, you know?
Yeah. If you want control, you can go to China, right? They just, I think they just decided that they're going to stamp out COVID. Nothing's worked for them. So they're blocking, barring people, welding people into their homes. I don't think that's the government we want either. But Louis wants to say something.
Chris, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
The President Biden been in office for 2 years. This weekend was the first time he went down to the border.
Right.
And he's seeing what's going on. Now with these people bringing in backpacks full of fentanyl that's coming to this country or whatever like that. Now today he's in Mexico City talking to the president of Mexico and working something. And Mexico says that they'll take maybe 2,000 or 4,000 people that don't come here. 2 million people came to this country illegally last year. So if you look at if they take 20,000, that's not even 1%. Come on.
Do something, even if it's wrong.
Well, what's wrong about that? Don't you think they should take some responsibility?
We have to see. We've had a transfer of power in the Congress, you know. We have to see, you know, I mean, people have been complaining about this, but they don't come up with solutions. I don't really hear any specific solutions.
Well, let's start with one, Chris. Let's start with one. Fix the border. Make it work. Let's say you have renovation. Wait a second. Let me hear my point. Your wife and you agree. You've lived in one house for X decades. You want to make it real nice. You want to make it ship-shape. The first thing you do is not repair the basement and put up some new sheetrock in your upstairs extension. You make sure the roof is solid. It doesn't leak on any other work that follows. That's just logical. It's not prejudice. It just makes sense.
No.
And you can't do everything at once, and you can't afford it.
Well, what do you mean by fix?
Well, let's make that border closed to people who don't make an application.
Well, all right, how do you do that? Do we build a wall across 3,000 miles?
It's not. You don't have to do 3,000 miles. The coverable area I've read is about 1,850, and President Trump was nearly done with half. But the first thing Biden did was, on the border, was deconstruct.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to solve everything, but at least you could control the flow.
Yeah.
I know Lou and I have
talked
about it.
I also agree that we should work with the Mexican government, that if there's any fentanyl on any of these people, they're already incarcerated right off the bat. Right off the bat, incarcerated. Because you can't have illegal something that deadly coming into this country in that quantity.
Right.
It's too much.
Right.
It's
and
too
you
much
can't do without them. I agree. You have to have cooperation with the other government. Chris, I didn't say it can't be a multi-level solution, but I think you have to start with the leak. The leak is we're getting in more people than our social services systems can handle.
Well,
our public schools, too.
I say do any how about criminalizing, you know, it's not a criminal offense to come into this country illegally.
Right. Well, it depends on state law. It's up to the state. Yes.
It's a civil, it's a federal civil offense.
Yeah.
How about criminalizing it? Okay.
That's a solution. But the problem
is
there.
It's a very complicated solution.
I agree with you. And that's why, but Chris, just to respond, fixing the border is not complicated. It's expensive.
Right.
But at least it's a step you can know when you're done. Anytime a politician tells you, Democrat or Republican, we need a comprehensive solution, you know they're playing with your facts because comprehensive we can't afford. You know, we should have a comprehensive educational system where every child gets into an Ivy League school. Comprehensive is a dream. We should start with the simple things, construction, build a wall. Israel has a working wall. Nancy Pelosi has a working wall. It's not physically impossible, and it is affordable.
Right. Well, that's something that that the Democrats and Republicans have to agree to fund.
And Chris, what about people in Eastern Europe and Asia that have been trying to...
As long as we do it morally, whatever we do as far as immigrants are concerned, has to have a moral basis to it.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
But what about people from Eastern Europe and Asia that are trying to come into this country legal, that went to embassies, paid a lot of money, have great records, coming here for the right reasons? They can't get in this country, but they look at 2 million people coming here illegally. We cannot handle this. The economy cannot handle this anymore.
The deficit's going up by the
trillions or whatever like that. It'll never come down if 2 million people a day cross the border.
Let me put some flesh on this design Lou gave us. 12-15 years ago, I sponsored a very smart, brilliant immigrant and his wife from Slovakia, right? I tried staying with their program. They applied legally, like Lou's describing. Do you have any idea how much he spent on lawyers? Only to have the law change, and he had to reapply. What do you think someone like that who's trying to do the lawful thing feels when masses of other people, not just Central American, but people from all over the world know there's a leaky spot in Texas at El Paso? It's not fair.
It's a little hard to make that comparison because it's a geographical issue that we have in North America and South America. It's a little different than migrating from Europe to come here.
Chris, but to be fair, if Slovakia bordered Texas, it wouldn't make it right. It wouldn't make it wrong. It's just we have to make the system work.
Right.
I think it starts with a working opening entry and exit door. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's fine. You know, and have the you know, whatever rules you have, asylum, whatever you want, that has to be processed. But again, you know, we certainly do need immigration. We need a certain amount of degree of immigration. It's in the genes of this country.
Absolutely.
So it's a tough question, but whatever we could do to control the immigration, it's never going to be a perfect. Like nothing we ever do is perfect.
Right.
But at least get it under control.
Oh, fair enough, Chris. And I think we agree on this. It's got to be both parties. But you know, you've heard this before. Chuck Schumer and some other leading Democrats 10 or 15 years ago were in the forefront of demanding legal immigration only and building a wall. Schumer was an advocate of the wall directly.
Right.
It changed.
Yeah. I have a vague remembrance of that. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, we have to see what
Fair enough.
How it develops with the new, you know, with the new Congress and everything.
Thanks for your patience, Chris. Kevin McCarthy thanks you from the bottom of his heart. And let's wish this guy has a better run of it than he did last time.
All right, Chris, thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Right here in Phoenix. This is the Lou and Steve Show here on VOX 1460 AM with you Mondays at 5:30. We'll be right back with you after this, our last break.
VOX at 1460 for Riverdale, Silver Lake, and Tuckahoe.
1460 WVOX.
Learn something every day. Great group they were. And still, I think they're still turning out product, or at least colleges.
Yes, yes.
What great talent. And undoubtedly, immigrant origins, right? I believe he's Mexican-American.
Mexican-American, yes.
Fantastic talent. So to Chris, I agree with you. We need immigration. We don't just need them for labor, which has become a cliche. We need them for their artistic and cultural expression. Great class of people we get from the Spanish-speaking world.
Years ago, that's when the Italians came here. They were stone workers and bricklayers and whatever. They brought that old custom European people into this country when my father and grandfather came here.
We didn't have that skill.
You didn't have that skill here, so they brought these people in. But they were sponsored to come here or whatever like that. And they went through Ellis Island, not like just, you know, on a banana boat.
That's how we got Kensico Dam. That didn't just happen overnight. That took the labor of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of great Italian migrants, and I'm sure there are Irish and Eastern European mixed in there, too, and blacks, no doubt.
And you're a history buff. What about the WPA, which was under Roosevelt, where a lot of immigrants, European immigrants, that built the West Side Highway, that built Jones Beach, built that whole Long Island thing?
Without a doubt. And who do you think was responsible for that? Who got us out of the desert? Moses.
Yes.
Robert Moses.
Yes, Robert Moses.
And
I like that. Every once in a while, you're good.
Once in a while. It's a great story there, too. Read his biography by Robert Caro. I haven't even finished it. This is a story about a visionary man, a little touched, a little crazed, but a brilliant man who, in his own way, really built New York. And mostly for good, too. Anyway, this is the Steve and Lou Show here. I just want to make one point before we get off or get another caller, 914-636-0110, about the McCarthy speakership. I've been a critic of his. He doesn't know it yet. Maybe he'll never learn it. But I think Lou and I agree. This is a guy who had a try. He didn't do such a good job as speaker before, if you ask me. He didn't have focus. I think the focus is evident today. We have to reform the administration. There's talk about a deep state. Some people don't believe it. Some people do. I think it's not as evil sounding as that, but I do believe there's some corruption in Washington, like there is in every capital. Let the Republicans focus on one subject at a time. I don't want to hear about tax cuts, Lou. I don't want to hear about technological increases, all of which are appropriate in their place. I don't want to hear about the Space Force. First thing we have to do is find out, was there lawlessness under the Democrat investigations of Trump and Russia? Is there lawlessness now in the running of the FBI and the other intelligence agencies, Central Intelligence, Defense Intelligence? That, to me, is a good focus. You've heard it before. A lot of Republicans are talking about it. If McCarthy's worth anything, He'll see if there was anything there and not a fishing expedition, just seeking the truth. What do you think, Lou?
There's right now people, economists are saying that there might be government shutdowns come the summertime because the deficit's so high or whatever like that. This border thing is a big, big gorilla in the room here. You can't have these people come into this country and then get everything on the arm as soon as they get here. We don't have that money. There's nowhere to pay for this. And if you think about cutting government programs for people who are in this country already, it's totally ludicrous or whatever like that. We have 2 million people coming here illegal.
But do you think this Republican majority, this bare majority, is capable of improving law enforcement, making our government functions lawful in Washington, and curing the border problem?
I think so. But they don't have the media behind them, which is the Democratic Party. That's the whole thing in a nutshell, Steve. They don't have the media behind them. That's why nothing never gets done and their ideas don't come to fruition.
I think it's more than not behind them. I think the media is cutting their throats. And my prime example, Lou, is this farce last week of the votes for Speaker. Now, there's a legitimate dispute. One guy, they're all ambitious, 435 ambitious Washingtonians. Everybody wants to be chief. Each one of them probably wants to be president. But it was a media spectacle, Lou. I believe, to your point, the media wanted to make the Republicans look foolish. I think the Republicans did to a degree. There's always a leadership fight when there's an opening. I say the Republicans fell into a trap. They should have conclaved. They should have decided who's the one, who's not the one. And enough with this Sarah Bernhardt drama. I think it was a media play, and the Democrat media got the best of him again. Fortunately, they decided, let's wish McCarthy good luck, that the Republicans become a loyal opposition to the Biden administration.
I totally agree. Cannot disagree with that. But the media plays the biggest part in this, though. And that's how I see this.
And also greedy Republicans, each one who wants to be president, that place is filled with these wannabes, and they will all cut their uncle's throat to get a shot.
See, what you said, greedy Republicans. Being that we have the House now, the Republicans in this House need to check their egos at the door before they walk into Congress, because we have to work together. We cannot be divided, because here's a time now that we can work together, put bills passed, put things passed, sign different bills, put things different bills through, and then next get the Senate and then the presidency.
Get orderly.
Yes, exactly.
They've got to get their house in order.
They
absolutely
have to get their house in order.
Right, and it doesn't look like it yet. Let's wish them luck, but I think they have to put their egos aside and march forward, and I think that's not only good for Republicans, it's the right thing for the nation.
I agree.
In my opinion.
I can't disagree with you. So, the phone number here is 914-636-0110. You want to give us a call, make a quick comment. We got about a couple of minutes left.
All right. And go to the website, thestevemayoshow.com. Hear Louis' past shows. In the last, say, 2 years, we've recorded them, put them up on the web, and like to hear your comments. We're here on Mondays at 5:30 p.m. So what are you going to talk about next week, Lou?
I want to see how this border progresses. If anything happened with Biden, with the president of Mexico. Yep. I think that's a big thing. Like I said, that there should be some kind of government law together. United States would and Mexico work together with the drug cartel.
Sure.
And I think that's,
we've done it before. You're absolutely right.
And I think that has to be taken care of. Fentanyl is a very deadly, sickly thing that millions of people die from if it gets in the water system or the food system or whatever.
Bad for Americans, bad for Mexicans.
It's bad for the world.
And Mexican-Americans, for sure. Definitely in their interest in Mexico. Thank you for listening tonight.
God bless everybody. Nikki, great job.
Great job, Nick. Chuck, all the time. We're at WVOX 1460 AM.
See you next week.
See and hear you next Monday at 5:30.
God bless everybody.